Last night, WMNF aired a story about a Muslim girl named Hannah who said she was threatened at Azalea Middle School in St. Petersburg last week. Today, St. Petersburg police said they were questioning her side of the story, but they also admit they haven't spoken with her yet. The police say a report filed yesterday by St. Pete Police Officer William Stone says that an assistant principal at Azalea interviewed the girl after she reported that a boy in her science class threatened to bring a gun to school and shoot her. Stone also serves as the school resource officer at Azalea. Bill Pryor is with the St. Petersburg Police Department.
Essentially, initial conversation with the boy, the classmate, indicates that he did not threaten the girl and described the relationship as he was a friend of hers and a fellow classmate.
Pryor says that the assistant principal at Azalea asked Hannah if she felt threatened.
What we learned in our initial conversation with the principal, the assistant principal, is that he spoke to the girl who denied these allegations, yet later they surfaced through her father. And so we're still trying to get to the bottom of it. We're still trying to locate her so we can talk to her firsthand and you know, determine whether or not a crime has been committed.
Young Hannah told her story Tuesday morning at the Pinellas County School Board meeting in Largo.
At the beginning of the school year, a few eighth graders were calling me terrorists. And other kids said things to me like, "Why do your people bomb us?" But none of that is compared to what happened last week. Last week was the scariest time of my life. On Friday, November 2nd, a young boy started sitting next to me. Since that time, the boy has hit and punched me on the arms and shoulders on a daily basis. The boy also kept yanking and pulling my hijab. I told him to stop several times. He wouldn't. The following Monday, the same boy slammed me against a wall and choked me with his hands. I was so scared I could hardly breathe. I didn't know what to do, and I was too scared to tell anyone.
Hannah then related how she said the boy threatened to kill her.
He said, "I was going to bring a gun to school, and I'm going to shoot you. No matter what, I'm still going to kill you." I was so scared and frightened. As soon as I got home, I told my mom. My mom called the principal right away and left him a message about the threat. My dad took me to school the next day to talk to the principal, but he was busy. I went to class and was terrified when I saw the same boy in the classroom.
Pinellas School District Head Clayton Wilcox said the district was looking into the matter.
And I have committed to getting the information, the findings back to CARE as soon as I have that information. Yesterday, I believe I responded to an email about 4:30 saying that as soon as I had it, hopefully later today, I would get it to them.
Other school board members praised Hannah for coming forward, such as Carol Cook.
Too often, students do not bring to our attention things that are going on in the schools. And I thank you for bringing it forward. We will do whatever we have to make sure bullying isn't happening in our schools, but we have to know about it first. And I thank you for bringing it to our attention.